This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A group of elected officials and organizations have asked the governor to keep a partial eviction moratorium in place. The current moratorium is set to end in a few days. The group says more than 12,000 people are still waiting for rental assistance money from the state, which would help them avoid eviction. But landlords through the Colorado Apartment Association say most renters are already paying on time. More than 200,000 Coloradans will get checks from the state as part of a settlement with CenturyLink for deceptive business practices. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more.
Some consumers were deceptively charged by CenturyLink for hidden fees, or were promised certain rates but then charged more. Others didn't get refunds and discounts they were promised when they signed up for internet, television, or phone services. Those getting money from the settlement agreement include both people who filed fraud complaints and those who didn't. This is the second time CenturyLink has had to pay out to consumers. The company disseminated $1.7 million directly to Coloradans last year. As part of the new agreement, the company agreed to change its business practices. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Deputies with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office say they exchanged gunfire with a suspected drunk driver in Berthoud last night. The suspect was taken to a hospital and is being treated for undisclosed injuries. Deputies did not specify whether they were the ones who shot the suspect. The incident is now under investigation. You're listening to CPR News.